Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today. Today we're with Victoria Porter with Garland County Grief Counseling. Hi, Victoria.
Hello.
All right. Thanks for joining us here. And
thanks for having me, Ken.
Yeah. The Garland County Grief Counseling, I was looking at your website, and we'll talk about that later, but there's, wow, what an amazing thing. Grief is something I think everyone is going to be experiencing. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when we think about why we do this type of work, you know, because I used to work in hospice, and people would be like, oh, you know, that's such depressing work. I think that, first of all, it's not. It was like the most beautiful work I had ever done. But yes, mm-hmm. there are depressing aspects to it. But the same about grief. I think it's just this idea of normalizing this topic and this conversation that we're all human. Mm-hmm. That human experience is lost, right? So,
yeah.
So that's why it's so important.
You know, good point, normalizing, because it's something we all experience. Why can't we all talk about it?
Right.
Yeah.
But we don't.
No, we don't. there's probably, and maybe men are try to internalize it. So what about that? Let's talk about grief. I was looking again at your website. One thing that you said is if you're feeling alone, sad, depressed, et cetera, you're not going crazy.
Right.
You're going through grief. And
right.
It's a journey. So talk about that journey, if you would.
So in my practice as a grief therapist, not always, but typically, I'd say the typical client comes in at about the six-month period where, you know, it's been 6 months after their person died. And I think at 6 months, they're just coming out of that fog, right, of that early grief where they're like, oh, my gosh, my person really did die. They come to see me, and the conversation will go kind of like, I think I'm going crazy because everyone around me tells me it's time to be moving on. Why are you having such a hard time? And they are just now realizing that, wow, I've got to do this, and I don't know what to do, right?
Yeah. Victoria, you just said something that kind of struck me. People say, you know, people, they have these recommendations. You know, but people in general, they may have good intentions. But
oh, yeah.
But maybe they're not exactly telling you the right things. And maybe that's why it's so important to have Garland County Grief Counseling. Someone that's trained, you've been there, you've gone through the training. Oh, by the way, I did hospice as well.
Yeah.
And you know, you do get good training. You have the insight now to help people along the journey.
And so I think let's speak about the hospice experience a little bit, because it's a lot of why I became I knew I wanted to be a therapist, but solely to focus on the grief, you know, because I went and got a certification for compassionate bereavement care provider. And I only see clients with, you know, grief, which could include anticipatory grief. Like if you have a person on hospice, you're grieving that loss already, right? As soon as you get that terminal diagnosis, the process has started. Pet loss, we talk about that. It's a significant loss, especially for elderly who's, you know, their entire life sometimes revolves around that pet, right? And a lot of the work that I do is kind of validate these feelings and these losses. But in hospice, whenever I was doing, I was the bereavement coordinator for a period of time, and as a bereavement coordinator, let's just back up and say in hospice, after your person dies on hospice, you have bereavement services that are provided for free for an 18-month period. So that was my job, and so I was seeing these families after, you know, after their person had died, and they needed more intense help than I could provide, right? Some of them were. Some are fine. You know, some move through grief normally, we'll call it. But there are some special circumstances that become complicated. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times if you have a complicated situation, you're going to need some more help.
Oh, my. You know what? A lot of people listening right now are thinking, that is me.
Absolutely.
Because this is not – and especially hospice is where you almost expect the grief here comes. But sometimes it's so sudden, yeah. You know, boom. And I'm so glad you're here because people can reach out and say, look – help. I need help.
Right. And I think that it was this idea that there was no one I could refer these people to. Mm. I personally was just struggling with, okay, this is a person I know that can help you. Because mm-hmm. there were a couple of times that I referred, you know, people out and they were coming back with, you know, some not so great stories.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. It's this idea of, comparing grief, saying, like mm. you were talking about, these inappropriate yeah. statements that people say. So there's just such a real need to look at the issues that you're having from the grief perspective,
yeah.
which is, I feel, is what is different in grief therapy versus going to another type of therapy.
Yeah. I want to bring up something else I saw on your website. It said you can't fix grief primarily because it's not something that can be fixed. It's not a fixed situation. Yeah. It's a journey, right?
Right. And basically, you know, you grieve because you love.
Mm, yeah.
You're never going to stop loving your person.
Yeah.
And so a lot of what we're trying to figure out is, okay, so I'm having these difficult emotions, grief bursts, they're called. Just, you hear the song while you're sitting in a restaurant.
Oh, and, yeah.
And suddenly you're sobbing at the table, right?
Sure.
And I'm not saying that that won't happen, but our goal is to try to get you to manage these feelings more appropriately.
Yeah, and again, not to go, oh my gosh, I'm crazy. No.
Right.
It's
You're
very
not
normal.
Crazy. That's the first statement I'll say. You are not crazy. I've heard pretty much, if you walk in the door, I've pretty much heard it before.
Uh-huh. Hey, and I want to go back to something you mentioned just a minute ago, which is, it's not grief that's always just related to a person. It can be a pet.
Yeah.
And so you've seen the different yes. aspects of that too, right?
Yeah, and I think we have to normalize too. You know, a divorce is a huge
okay. There you go.
Loss.
Exactly.
I particularly don't deal with those types. Mm-hmm. Mine is specifically, you know, mostly
the passing of a
yes,
loved one. Okay.
And like I said, pet loss is included in that. But,
yeah.
But the work that I do specifically, like we do a lot of accepting the reality of the loss, managing what that means in my life now. Does that mean that my family dynamics have changed a lot? My finances yeah. have changed a lot. Do I need to sell my home? You know, these are all incredibly anxiety provoking things that happen when someone dies. So.
Mm.
We're just going to help manage the guilt. Guilt is #1. There's,
oh, man.
You know, let's
sure.
normalize that. There's not a single person that comes in, regardless, you know, I was in a group with a lady whose adult son in his 20s died in a motorcycle accident, you know, and she was like, if only I had not... if I could convince him to not get that motorcycle, right? You know,
so that's a pretty normal thing, right?
Yeah,
like what else could I have done?
Yes, there's yeah. no instance that there's, it doesn't matter. As you
wow.
know, if you've been on hospice for a long time,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have guilt that I agreed to hospice, right?
Oh, geez. Yeah,
yeah, just
I hear
normalizing
you.
That.
Victor, is there, do you remember Charlie Brown?
Of course. Yeah.
You remember he said, good grief, or good grief, Charlie Brown. This phrase became normal in the 50s with Charlie Brown. Is there such a thing as good grief?
I want to say yes, because,
yeah.
again, that's part of just normalizing this thing that we're all
saying
go
that
through,
this is not.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And let's just say that for many, many people, you do not need grief therapy. Mm-hmm. I had a lady that called me, you know, saying that she needed therapy, and we ended up talking about, you know, the issues that she had, and it really wasn't about the loss of, you know, her person that she was having issues with. Mm-hmm. So, and normally we will move through, you know, this process of grief and remembering our person, and it's incredibly painful, but, you know, as we continue on, those the painful memories will recede. You will start to feel the joyful, you know, whenever you remember them, it'll be more joy and less pain. And, you know, that's the normal process. But there are circumstances that does not happen. I've seen people mm-hmm. come in, you know, years after their person died, and it's just like it happened yesterday, because they have not done any kind of healing or grief work.
Yeah.
A phrase that we say in grief therapy is, you can't heal it unless you feel it.
Mm, okay, yeah.
Right? So if you have blocked all of that off, and you're not, you say, oh, I'm not going to feel those emotions, that's too hard, I can't deal with that, that's a problem.
Yeah. Because the grief journey is something not only normal, but I guess we need to expect it as humans. Is that right? I mean,
I think we just have to have the conversation more. I feel like that's, and I love that we're doing this, you know, we're just bringing it to a normal conversation. Mm-hmm. Sure. As you know from working in hospice, can I ask what you did?
I was a chaplain, yeah.
Oh,
so
yes.
it
okay.
really was dealing with
yes.
the grieving of the family. By the way, hospice work, I'd really like to just recommend it, but hospice work was really oftentimes for the family, because
right.
you know, it was to help them walk ahead. So, yeah.
Right, and caregiving for, you know, a person at end of life is incredibly difficult. Mm-hmm. Period. You know, it's every
it's
day,
tough.
24
yeah.
hours a
sure.
day. But part of the normalizing that conversation, though, is that in hospice, I'm sure you experienced this, that a lot of the patients needed to talk about dying, and their family was not in a place where they could do that.
Great point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what's great about a hospice team, is that we can help provide that service. But I would just like to normalize for everyone listening that we were talking about these things that people say.
Mm-hmm.
Like if your person or anybody, even someone who's grieving the loss, if they say, you know, I'd really like to talk about these end of life issues. We need to talk about the house. We need to talk about funeral plans. Don't say, oh, we don't need to worry about that, you're going to be okay. Right?
Because that's kind of like a denial of,
yes.
of trying to walk ahead. Yeah.
Yes, and it's
I hear
very
you.
Frustrating, mm. you know, for people. They know that they're dying. It's not,
yeah.
you're not helping them in any way by,
yeah.
right, saying that, oh, we're going to get better, you're going to get better.
Yeah.
If you feel like they need to talk about that, sit down. You're going to cry.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard, but we're normalizing that. It's hard, but we can do hard things, right?
Mm.
Great
point.
This is just life.
Yeah.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
Well, Victoria, let's talk about you for just a moment, if you don't mind.
No.
For example, yeah, that's a hard no. Where did you grow up, and what did you go through? Did some of that affect who you became?
So I'm from the Jonesboro area.
Okay,
I went
yeah.
to school at Arkansas State University over there. We moved around a lot. You know, I've lived other places. I don't think you get my age. I'm in my 50s. You know, you don't get that age without experiencing loss, right?
Oh, well, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, but just coming back to school and knowing that I wanted to be a therapist, and then focusing on, you know, the grief, like I said, it was just like whenever I was in school, like most people well, okay, let's just say I was the only one that wanted to do that.
Wow. It's like a lot of people just put it out of their minds almost, right?
Right. You know, whenever you're in school, there's the school psychology and, you know, I think a lot of the stuff we kind of normally deal with, which we all experience, that depression and anxiety and stuff. But, you know, this idea that this is an experience that we all go through.
Yeah.
Let's normalize this conversation. And there is help if you're having a hard time.
Okay. Can you go back in your mind, like, to a time in your life where there was heavy grief? And my second part of that question is, going back to that time, can you see how valuable this your service nowadays would have been?
Oh, yeah. And I think that's the... Again, it's that idea of the things that people say to you, you know, that they're in a better place. I'm trying to think. I don't want to offend any.
I know. I'm sitting here thinking of a half dozen things, but
and sometimes the religious things, you know, can really.
The Lord needed them in the choir.
Yeah.
Well,
I need them here too.
Yeah,
right?
those are hard.
Yeah, and that can create, because I hear it from my clients, that can create a lot of anger, you know, like toward religion and God. And let's normalize that too, this anger at why. That's the question, you know, why? Why my person? Why am I going through this? It's just that, and, you know, we said before, I think you have to focus on the intention of why people saying things like that. They want you to feel better. They just don't know what to say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Great point. Hey, I want to bring up something, Victoria, that the listeners, you may find this interesting, too. I mentioned The Good Grief by Charlie Brown.
Right.
Okay, Charles Schulz, right? Here's a young man. He had his high school yearbook rejected his drawings. His mother died when he was 20. He suffered... unrequited love. He had a very sad divorce after 20 years of marriage. Here's a man that went through grief, but became one of the greatest cartoonists of all time. The high school that rejected his drawings now has a 5-foot Snoopy statue in front of his high school. You know, at the height of Peanuts cartoon strip, everybody in the listening audience has read Peanuts probably, or
right.
read those comic
Identifies,
strips.
Yeah.
2,600 newspapers, 75 countries, 21 languages. My point is, going through grief, it's not the end. That's not the end. There could be amazing things beyond the journey of grief. Is that part of... Does that come up in the counseling? Like, hang in there, sort of thing.
It's interesting because I actually said this week in a counseling session. I said, grief will become your superpower. Right.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and it's this idea of bring it on. I can handle it. I have been through worse.
Oh, right? My. Okay.
You kind of walk around with this armor like, I have made it through this.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing I can't make it through, right?
Excellent point.
Yeah, so absolutely 100%. It's about becoming character building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's through the struggle that we become empathetic. We know what other people are going through. Whenever you see that person, I had a lady who was sobbing in the line at the desk at the post office. You know, once you've been through something like that, you can look at other people going through something like that, and instead of being like, oh gosh, they're holding up the line, hurry up, people.
Yeah.
Instead, you're going to be like, oh, maybe their person died. You know, I know what that's like. So, so whenever we think about what going through hard things can do, it definitely develops us into these empathetic, caring people. Through horrible things that happen to us, I know one of the things that a lot of people come out of grief with is this love for life, right? This knowing that life is short. We never know. Let's appreciate the everyday. Let's appreciate a good cup of coffee. Let's appreciate a summer rain, you know, that we just go out and stand in the rain, because there are many people who would love nothing more you know, than to do that. So it's just normalizing that every day we have is precious, even in hard times.
Wonderful points, Victoria. Let's say someone wants to get a hold of you. Would you how do our listeners find out more? They're like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I need. Where do we point them?
There's a lot to that. Of course, you can reach out. It's Garland County Grief Counseling, Victoria Porter. I am on social media, Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm. I have a website, as you talked about. It's gcgriefcounseling.com.
GC, Garland County, griefcounseling.com.
Right. Uh-huh. Email me, garlandcountygriefcounseling@gmail.com. It's the whole, I should have rethought that. It's a very long email. But, you know, just call me and we will talk about, I do accept some insurances, mm-hmm. which, you know, whenever we think about counseling, finances are always something that we need to talk about. There are some insurances that I do take. I'm trying to be able to take Medicare because I know that's something a lot of our, you know, our older listeners have that. So I'm working on, you know, taking care of those types of things. But, you know, if you don't have insurance, let's talk. You know, I can work with you. We'll see what we can do. But, you know, I was talking to another therapist and the hardest part is making the call or getting to the door that first time, right?
Good point, yeah.
I know it's hard.
Well, it's almost like admitting I'm not perfect or I need help. And as humans, sometimes we have a hard time with that, but that's exactly what we're trying to overcome with this idea of talking about the grief.
And like you said, I think women tend to be more open to talking. Mm-hmm. Men often, they don't express it, but men often struggle the most and aren't is likely to reach out. I find that men like to go to work. I don't know if you have identified with that at all, but it's like I just need to, I'm going to go to work and not think about that.
Like suppress it, right,
yes. And that's the worst thing you can do is not, remember, you have to feel the feelings to heal.
Sure. Okay, listeners, grab a pencil or a pen. I'm going to give you the phone number in just a moment. But certainly you can Google Garland County Grief Counseling. It's going to pop up on your computer, okay? But here is the number, though, for Victoria. It is 865-242-0009. 865-242-0009. And again, just Google that. But you know, the men, there's a stigma, isn't there? Like, oh, I can't admit I'm not strong enough to, whatever.
To cry.
Yeah, but anyone who is going through grief and says I need to talk.
And then, oh my gosh, let's just normalize crying.
Please, sure.
And let's normalize it as parents. Let me just speak to the parents for a moment. Mm-hmm. Who, you know, we lost so many of our parents in COVID, right? And grandparents and I get so many adult clients who come in and say, I never saw my parents cry. Right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Whenever their parent died or whatever, they never have had that normalization of this is normal to be grieving and crying because we love our person, right? So as parents, please cry in front of your children. Just normalize. And the boys, too. Don't say, you know.
It comes back to talking about it, too. Like this is not some super horrible situation. It feels horrible. Hold on, what am I saying, Victoria? it is horrible. It's horrible to hide it too.
And beyond just it's horrible to hide it, it's not a normal way to deal with it, right? If you're just, you know, going behind closed doors and, you know, expressing your grief that way, it's not helpful to the rest of your family,
because they're going to go through it too.
You're right. Just normalize that we're all in this together. I'm here to help you. Mm-hmm. And if you have someone who's grieving, a friend or a relative or something, just be present. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to say, I want, you know, I, I've had people call me and say, I just want them to be happy again. No, no.
Yeah.
Happy is not the word. Let's just be present for them. They may be happy again, but it'll be different than what it was before. But it's okay that they're not happy too. Right?
Exactly. And again, this is a journey. It's not.
Yes. Forever. For the rest of your life. Like you said, there's no cure. I can't. You're not coming for
a new tire.
Yes. Yeah. That is not the way it works. But we can help you feel like you can get through each day. Period. Sometimes it's just get through each hour or 5 minutes, right?
Exactly. And Victoria, I can't help but think that people listening today said, you know what? This little segment has been helpful because this is normal. I'm not going crazy. This is something I can do.
Absolutely. There's a lot of stuff out there, too. If you're in a place where you can't come to counseling, there are a lot of resources on the internet and stuff now. So, you know, help yourself. Advocate for yourself. Help yourself. Do some grief work on your own. Mm-hmm. You got this. But there are some instances that you really need to talk, you know. The death of a child is traumatic regardless of their age. A sudden death where, you know, like a spouse has a heart attack suddenly and there's all of that stuff right there. And even in hospice, we've seen it. Even though you know it's coming, seeing your person suffer and decline like that is traumatic. There's a lot of stuff.
Sure.
So there are instances where you really might need some help to move through that, but not always. Just know that you're okay, it's normal, and you are not going crazy. But
there
if you do need help, I can help you.
Good grief. Victoria Porter is ready. Certified Compassionate Bereavement Care Provider. Victoria, it's been just a pleasure and honor to talk today. GCGriefCounseling.com, 865-242-0009. Hey, grief is a normal part of being human. If you need help, please reach out.
And thanks again for normalizing this process that we're going through.
Sure.
Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.